Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Minutes ago at Ground Zero in New York City, bells and bagpipes followed a moment of silence, marking the moment 18 years ago that terrorists flew a hijacked plane into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, the first of four attacks on September 11, 2001, that killed nearly 3,000 people and profoundly changed the nation. President Trump is due to join in observance at the Pentagon. Vice President Pence will speak at the attack site near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Trump says he'll name a new national security advisor next week after John Bolton's departure yesterday. Brett McGurk served under Bolton until last year and says there were major differences between the two.
There's both a process problem. He didn't really run much of a process. He didn't really try to facilitate the cabinet secretaries to give the president options and advice. But then he had a policy problem because he has a very maximalist view of America's role in the world with a very minimalist president.
Brett McGurk. Bahamian officials say they're going to need a lot of assistance to recover from Hurricane Dorian. But as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Nassau, they're issuing a special appeal for targeted donations.
Officials here, for instance, don't want to be inundated with cans of green beans when what they really need is telephone poles. The relief and reconstruction from Dorian is going to be a huge operation that goes on for months or even years.
Cash is king. For us to rebuild these communities, we need funds.
Barry Rassen, the president of Rotary International, says money is the most flexible aid tool, and he called on people to give to established charities and hold them accountable.
And make sure that we report back exactly what we got and how we spent it.
The Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency has also posted a list of its greatest needs on its website. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Nassau, the Bahamas.
Scotland's highest court has ruled British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament is illegal. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
A three-judge panel found that Johnson's shutdown of Britain's legislature was for the, quote, improper purpose of stymieing Parliament. Although Johnson claimed he was shutting down Parliament for 5 weeks to work on his legislative agenda, most political observers think he was trying to sideline legislators so they couldn't block his plan to crash the UK out of the European Union without a withdrawal agreement. The ruling is yet another blow to Johnson, who has lost every vote he's called in Parliament and expelled 21 legislators in his own party last week after they voted against him. The case goes to a full hearing next week at the nation's Supreme Court in London. Parliament is scheduled to return October 14th. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
This is NPR News. In North Carolina's 9th congressional district, Republican Dan Bishop has narrowly won a special election against Democrat Dan McCready. Bishop is a conservative Republican who's tied himself to President Trump. He's thanking the president for appearing at a rally Monday night. Bishop won by 2 percentage points. The GOP has held the district for nearly 60 years. The special election was ordered after fraud allegations against the Republican candidate during last year's midterms. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, next hour, is due to set the stage for a national election. That would be next month. Dan Karpinchuk reports polls suggest Trudeau's Liberal Party and the opposition Conservatives are running neck and neck.
This morning, Trudeau will visit the Governor General and ask for the dissolution of Parliament. That will officially kick off a 40-day federal election campaign. Various party leaders have already been holding campaign-style events across the country for weeks, knowing that the election call was coming. Trudeau's Liberal Party is seeking a second 4-year mandate. His biggest challenge comes from the opposition Conservative Party. The campaign will likely be fought on polarized regional issues such as pipelines in Western Canada, as well as climate change and the economy. And Trudeau is hoping to do what no leader has done in 20 years since Jean Chrétien win back-to-back majority governments. Most analysts say at this point the election is too close to call. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.